right. Praise God. Check. Test. Well, here's the deal. I had a hard time getting into the MixLR room. It made me, like, re-sign up and whatnot. So if you do go in there, it's mixlr.com/Watchmen Radio. Watch M-E-N Radio. So basically, we got Joseph Doc Marcus coming on, and going to have a Holy Tough Guy. Jimmy, I don't know what happened to Jimmy. Let's try him. And just going to go forward with that. Last week, a lot of weird things went on. I hope we're okay this week. Yeah, Jimmy, hold on. You there?
I'm here.
Okay, good, good. All right, so this is Redbeard. Nobody knows his name because he's got a, it's his code name.
Code name.
Yeah, people actually write us. We love Redbeard. Good. That's your name. Okay. So, let me get right through this because we got Dark Marcus coming on. And he hasn't been on in I don't even know how long. I didn't even know he was on, so he was. And I guess maybe 2009, maybe. All right, so here's the deal. This week, last week we did the show called The Time of the Goats, or Sons of Belial Rising. And, you know, that's just my evaluation of what's going on. I mean, there's a clear distinction between complete wickedness, moderate, and those that are 100% with the Lord, okay? And it's becoming very obvious right now, especially with all the changes. People call it Mandela effect, quantum effect, whatever's going on. We see things changing in this reality. Quite controversial for some, but for those that could see, really not that controversial. It's just we're getting through it. Okay, so, but as this is going on, there is a great almost Twilight Zone effect where we're watching immorality grow. We're watching wickedness be rewarded. So we see a time of good being evil and you know, evil being good. And the aspect of this, the Whore of Babylon, Hillary Clinton, there is a great magnitude of stupidity. There's people actually become, I would say, about 90% dumber. Okay? And I'm not just saying that to be mean or anything. It's just that, you know, how could you be that stupid, really, to actually want to vote for somebody with so much scandal, person so guilty of murder, corruption, lies. Now we see treason in the WikiLeaks email. And ever consider that person to lead you or govern you in any way? I mean, you have to be insane. It's almost irrational to even, it's actually a Twilight Zone episode. You could do a Twilight Zone episode of just that. Just a guy sitting in a chair and then watching people just all vote for some person that is guilty of treason, lies, murder, deception, corruption, and doesn't care about you, would want you dead, would kill whoever they could possibly kill to get their way. That would be the whole episode. You could just do-do-do-do-do-do, and they just have Rob Serling, you know, in the beginning of the scene, and he'd be sitting there. You know, Rich Keltner has just entered into a realm where 99% of the world has gone nuts. You know, and it's just, he's sitting there, and then, you know, he's just looking out, and it's just masses of mindless nuts just completely going into the pit. That's what's going on. That's exact. And you might say, well, it's the end times. Well, here's the thing. I don't have to like what's going on there. Okay?
Well, Rich, what's crazy about that whole thing is we have all these people, well, I'm too holy to vote for Trump. You know, he's so disgusting. He made a lewd comment about women. So I'm going to stay home and not vote. So we'll let the evil rise even to a greater degree because we're too holy to define what we need from somebody else. You get what I'm saying? This whole I'm not voting or I don't vote because you're voting for the lesser of two evils is still voting for evil.
Dude, that thing that you just said, I've been hearing that for so many. I've been on the air 14 years. That same thing, I've been hearing that for years. And I don't even want to hear it anymore. It's so stupid. If you're stupid to even believe that, you're even stupid. Okay? It's just ridiculous. Okay? This corrupt whore of Babylon, the queen of corruption, okay, is going to take... Listen, we're going to have to get out of here. You're going to have to get out of here. I'm already researching moving to Russia. Okay?
Well, you know, the whole thing is, Rich, I mean, here is a billionaire who's been around beautiful women his whole life, okay? Not one time ever accused of a sexual assault. He's hired minorities his whole career, never been accused of racism. He starts running for president against this wicked, evil woman, and now magically he is a raper of women. And a racist.
It was all planned. It's a planned smear. What they did was they had Anderson set him up because they had that one audio with him talking. The guy's from Queens. Okay, that's just Queens, New York people are just, it's a different world. Okay? So, you know, he's got that Queens thing going on. And, you know, sorry. But and then in the same token, he's a good person. Now, I've met... I actually ministered years ago, actually probably right before you came to New York, me and Mike, Iron Mike, ministered actually the gospel to Ivana Trump, and she was receptive on 50th and Broadway, getting out of a limousine. But, you know, here's the deal. Time of the goats, rise of the Antichrist system. Obama is, and I've been telling you for what? Since 2007? How many years is that? I've been telling you Obama is heading to the United Nations. Now he passes himself the football with the I Can Act, which is instituted by the United Nations to direct the NIC traffic of the internet, literally taking a big step of handing over all power of the internet, www, to the United Nations. So he's passing himself the football there or making some type of a deal there. You know what's going on. Hillary, the whore of Babylon, rising. You know, if she gets her throne as the queen of corruption, you're going to see spats of revolutions. This country will begin to break apart because there's just people see the injustices. People see the corruption now. It's very obvious. You know, the things that were done in dark could come into light real quickly, and those that have dumbed down in complete stupidity and completely seared, the people that can see don't care about them. They're going to push back. They're going.
Oh, Rich, the whole thing, the WikiLeaks came out. They planned this 9 months ago to have somebody come out with an under the table groping. WikiLeaks released that email. I mean, they had this focus group of how they could take somebody down. And it was to get somebody to say that opponent groped them under the table.
We know what they did.
It's craziness.
I mean, it's politics, but the reality of it is it's common sense what they're doing. I mean, every time WikiLeaks comes out, there's a new accuser. Every time WikiLeaks comes out, there's a new accuser. Every time WikiLeaks comes out, there's a new accuser. I mean, they're going to go maybe hundreds of accusers here because they got 40,000 more emails to go. So, you know, CERN... What they're doing in CERN, running this thing hot, the 17-mile magnet under the Earth, okay, opening up portals, saying they've seen demons come out of these tunnels. We're in a crazy world, folks. I mean, you have to just sit back and just evaluate this. I mean, we're in a world, okay, where there's just chaotic, mindless masses that have given the nod and the wink to complete corruption, that hate you, hate Christianity, want to see you gone, wiped off the face of the planet. You got billions of dollars missing in the State Department, probably funding ISIS, that was used to kill and genocide Christians all throughout the Middle East. Slaughter Christians. I mean, we're seeing end time events. Now, we see this rise of the whore of Babylon here, this wicked queen of corruption, that's manifesting right now. It's just, listen, This is unbelievable. The stage is set. The stage is set. We're seeing a quite quickly rising here. Now, history being rewritten. Daniel 11:27 was much more literal than I ever thought. Seek to change times. History's being changed. You look at Eli Whitley, used to be a black man and invented the cotton gin. Now he's a white man. Not what I remembered. But then there's people that are completely mindless. They say he's always been a white man. That was like the only black, you know, black inventor that we knew that back then that created something that deserved the credit. But that history's been like CERN. CERN hasn't.
When we went to school, Rich, during Black History Month, that was the first thing they pulled up. You know, this black man invented the cotton gin, yeah, which furthered our society.
Right. They erased him. They erased him. And the people that say it's always been that way are completely mind controlled, like Scott Hensler said. So the psychotronics waves, I've caught the wave. They tried to get me. Okay. I had a dream of them. There's like a program going out. This is crazy. I know it's like a sci-fi movie, but listen, we're in a time of Antichrist. You know, Second Thessalonians. We are seeing lying signs and wonders, all power, every wicked deception, ushering in the wicked one, the lawless one. And we expected to see crazy stuff. It's happening now. 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 This United Nations pass that Obama just did. Okay, you still there, Redbeard? What the hell happened to Redbeard?
I'm here.
Okay. This United Nations pass, okay, that he just given himself, that power pass to the United Nations. Now, many of you have known that commerce, commodities, currency exchange, stock change, is all handled over a global basis over the internet. That's how it's transferred. We could see the buy and sell, those that don't yield to the beast. We're seeing how there could be sanctions on certain countries and nations to not giving in to this system. You see what I'm saying? That could be. That's kind of the way I'm seeing this move.
Well, sure.
But again, this United Nations can become a lot stronger, and we could see a global small arms ban instituted, let's just say, that we're trying to usurp our Constitution. Now, I'm saying all this to say this, with my 15 minutes left before we get Holy Tough Guy and Doc Marcus on, is the blood of Jesus Christ is all we have. That's it. The blood of Jesus Christ is all that can save you. That is the only protection we have in Scripture, and I want to read it to you. The sons of Belial will press against you. The demonic will press against you. This world will press against you. It'll come at you from every which way and every direction. But the one factor that we have a right to is the blood of Jesus Christ. And the blood, listen. Exodus 12:7, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two sides of the posts and on the upper door of the post of the houses. There was an actual work involved with ministering this blood over your home. Now, I want you to look at this because this is important, because we're entering in a season of complete chaos, death, destruction, sorcery, sons of Belial rising, getting more energy, getting more power, flowing more in the dark arts. We're seeing a complete epitome of wickedness manifest right before your eyes. Never before have we ever come to the realization that we really need Yeshua Jesus Christ's blood all over us, our family, our possessions, because we know the bloodline is the life of Christ. The life of Christ is a defending factor from you, from men. It's a dividing line. So you, as a priest of Christ, which you are, have a right to take this blood, like we see. It should take thy blood and strike the blood of Jesus over your home. Begin to minister this over your family, your possessions, and it's by confession. You know, years ago, God gave me a revelation on the blood of Jesus, because it's the life of Christ, the life of God's in the blood. We know that the blood of Abel was screaming, the voice of the life of him was in the blood. And we know Jesus Christ's blood is the life of Christ. And, you know, life and death's in the power of your tongue. So when you proclaim the blood of Jesus, that is the life of the blood of the cross. You proclaim the blood of Jesus Christ. Maria had a dream about this years ago that confirmed it. She actually had like an angel appear to her in the dream and actually tell her, proclaim the blood of Jesus Christ all over your home, your possessions, your family, and everything around you. Like this. And then like this. And then the angel messenger said, say, I proclaim the blood of Jesus Christ over this, like that. Now, you can't, period, over. Now, that is kind of real easy, okay? That's a dream from the Lord, okay, to give you direction of what I'm talking about. Some Christians believe everything's just automatic. Everything's just automatic. You know, this is automatic. Deliverance is automatic. How many, you know, I meet people all the time. Deliverance is automatic. The second you get saved, the second you confess Jesus Christ, every stronghold, every demon, every curse just disappears instantly. It just, pew, everything's done. Okay, so how come many times spirits of infirmity haven't left? And they got to be dealt with. Okay, how come spirits of addiction got to be dealt with? There needs to be a thrusting out of these things, out of that realm, out of that person's pushback. Just like proclaiming the blood of Jesus. You need to act by confession, life and death in the power of the tongue. Preach, proclaim, declare, decree the blood of Jesus Christ on the doorpost, home, friends, family, neighbors, whatever it may be, animals, pets, because the devil will try to attack everything you possibly have. He hates you, wants to destroy you, and what they're doing now with CERN, with the global witchcraft, and all the sons of Belial rising, is they're actually activating more witchcraft than ever before. So we're seeing a real war going on in the spirit. Now, Hebrews 9:21. This is the blood of the covenant which God has commanded you to keep. In the same way, he sprinkled with the blood the tabernacle and on all the vessels that they use for worship. So they were sprinkling the blood. This is a prophetic type of foreshadow in the Old Testament. You see what I'm saying? They were ministering the blood of the Lamb on all their instruments, on everything around them, on the tabernacle, on all the instruments. Proclaim the blood of Jesus. Barrier time. Every day. Now, here's the thing. This is preemptive. Meaning, don't wait till you have a problem to start doing it. Not to say that that's not good. But I'm saying, do it in the preliminary stages. Be preemptively. Preemptively. Especially over your health. Over your body. Over your eyes. Your organs. Your everything. The blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Every day. Now, Exodus 24:8. So Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people. And he said, behold, the blood of the covenant. Okay, so here we go. There's a sprinkling. There's an action involved. There's an action involved. I want you to take an action by faith tonight. Just say, I proclaim, decree, declare, and I bind the blood of Jesus Christ over the atmosphere, over my home, the doorpost, cats, dogs, whatever. All over the blood of Jesus. Revelation 12:11 sums it up. It says, and they overcame the devil, him, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. Notice that there is a word that must be sent out. It's a comma, by the word of the testimony. You proclaim the testimony of Jesus Christ, which has saved you, which has redeemed you, which has set you free, which has cleansed you and washed you. That same blood is the most powerful weapon you have against the enemy. How many out there believe that? How many out there? Jimmy, can you amen that?
I'm here.
I believe. You're the only person we got listening here. Everybody shout amen to that, because this is the key. We have to have our guard up. This is serious. I'm telling you this because this is serious. We are seeing complete sorcery and chaos, delusion, deception, complete manifestation of ignorance. People have sued and complete stupidity. And you're saying, I don't want to be like that. You don't want to be like that. And the only way you're going to escape this insanity is through the blood of Jesus Christ. Because I'll tell you, who passed over those that had the blood marking, Jimmy?
The death angel.
There you go. The death angel passed. Yahweh said, I'll pass. When I see the blood, the demons, the devils, the Satanists, they cannot penetrate the bloodline. Amen, Jimmy?
Amen. That's exactly right. When we're talking about the blood of the Messiah, we see that reference go all the way back. I mean, the Passover is the physical representation of the blood of the Messiah, but we see it further back than that.
Yeah.
We see it when Abraham is taking Isaac upon the mountain, and Isaac says, you know, hey, Dad, we got the wood here, we got the fire, where's the sacrifice? And he said, Yahweh will provide for himself a sacrifice.
Mm.
We see that all the way back to Mount Horeb when Abraham was going to sacrifice his son. Right there is our first clue that the Father is going to provide his son for us as a people for a protection so we can be in covenant with him.
Amen. So this prophetic type and foreshadow to where we're at now is all throughout Scripture. Like you said, even with the original animals that had to be sacrificed to make the coats. Unfortunately, that was due to sin that had to have been done. The animals were originally created to be the helpmeet of Adam. Many people don't realize that. But the serpent passed through that as one that had to be named by Adam. He was rejected as a helpmeet. The serpent was a walking, talking creature, a beast of the field. Right, Jimmy?
Well, absolutely.
What the hell? We lost Redbeard? Jeez. He was actually going to say something. Well, here's the deal. And he's on the phone. Well, you know what? We must get rid of him anyway. What we'll do is we'll get Zoe on the line. Yeah, we're in crazy times, people. You know, I do Blood of Jesus messages when I just discern, like, the lizards are really rising. And we're seeing that. I think more than ever. Stand by. Oh, Faith Radio Project. Man, we just sent out a whole bunch of radios to Africa. So if you haven't received your Faith Radio, Maria's got a list upstairs of people that we couldn't understand on the answering machine, believe it or not. So we're going to have to get back to that. And if you haven't... you haven't got your Faith Radio. You got to call us back, okay? Because I just sent out a whole bunch to Africa. So we're getting low. We're getting low on Faith Radios. Can you believe that? We had hundreds, and now we're getting low, which is concerning. So, you know, we're going to have to start asking for donations again. Again, PayPal, if you're going to send on PayPal, the link is gone from our website. So you have to... Hopefully you know how to email money on. You have to put an email address to send any type of donation. So it's donations@watchmenradio.net. That's watchmenradio.net. So donations at. If you want to kick a brick into the Faith Radio Project, we got, listen, we just, tomorrow morning, whole box of Faith Radio is going to Africa and being given out to all different ministers in that region, church leaders. My pastor's bringing them. He's taking them over there because he oversees a bunch of churches in Africa. So, and he likes all the messages on there and the deliverance, healing, teaching, faith, teaching. So that's the key. You know, get these faith leaders out. He sees the benefit of it. Get them out. We got people just sustaining on the faith radio. I listen to my faith radio every night. If you would see me here tonight, I got my faith radio cranking. Now hold on. Can't believe we lost Jimmy like that. Think he's mad? Let me try to get Doc on. This is unbelievable, man. We having like a radio problem here today. Now Zoe can't. We can't even get through to him. Yeah. Well, this happens sometimes in live radio. You know that, right? This is live radio, folks. We lost Redbeard. Hopefully, he's not disturbed about it. We're going to call Doc up. And then what we'll do is we'll try to get... I just called Zoe, and it didn't even ring. That is so weird.
Hi.
Hi, Doc.
Yes.
How you doing? This is Rich. You're live on the air.
Okay. How you doing?
Doing good. I'm just trying to figure out why I can't get JW on the line with us. But, we got something going on with the other line. You know what? Maybe I could just... I'm going to have to try to patch him in. Something strange going on here today.
I wonder why.
The devil's a liar, Doc. You know that. Now, you were on when? I guess many years ago, right?
2009.
2009. See, I didn't even remember that.
I've done more than 1,000 radio shows in this life, by the grace of God.
Yeah, we definitely got a situation here. Hold on. All right, so what I'm going to do is put you back on hold, and I'm going to try to patch him on the same line. Okay, so hold on.
Okay.
Okay, so we just lost. This is not good. So the Skype is completely down. Yeah, last week we had that other weird thing happen, right? And now this week we got Skype is down, which is unbelievable because I tested the Skype. There's no reason. Yeah, hello? Yeah, hold on. I got to call Doc back. We hung up on him. You there? This is unbelievable. You better keep us in prayer right now. This is, like I said, last week we got completely knocked off the air. Remember that? I actually had to edit that. All right, Doc? Yeah, Doc, you there? All right, let me try to patch it in.
Okay, well... Yeah, I think we're all together now.
Yeah, what happened there is I unfortunately, the Skype is down, so I had to patch you guys in on the same hybrid line.
Oh.
It's a backup plan. So it took me a little while to thread that needle because I have no idea what happened to Skype right now. But, yeah, Doc, so you were on back in 2009 and a little while ago. So, you know, things have gotten a little weirder since then. And, you know... I know you have something to touch on, but this election thing has got me all kind of weirded out. I know you have a lot of knowledge on Bilderberg and so on and so forth. And, I would have to say that, one of the emails that was discovered from Colin Powell by WikiLeaks was that the Bohemian Grove hated Donald Trump. They didn't want him. So I would just want to open up with a question to you. What does that mean? Who is the Bohemian Grove?
The Bohemian Grove, in a nutshell, think of it as the summer camp for the Illuminati. We are talking about people in some of the most political power positions you can think of. We're talking about people like presidents, premiers, prime ministers, people of nobility. These are just some of the people in the Order of the Illuminati. And at the Bohemian Grove, in the past, and I'll give you a quick example, a lot of times presidents are picked at the Bohemian Grove. There was an instance in which two fellow bohos, a boho is a member of the Bohemian Grove, two bohos, one known as Richard Milhouse Nixon and the other known as Ronald Reagan, were both entering the primaries. Well, Ronald Reagan decided to have a nice talk with Nixon. So they decided to leave the main part of the camp and just walk along the path. And Reagan told Nixon, if you win the primaries or if I win the primaries, however this turns out, if you take that, I will not contest it. I will just sit back and you run for the presidency.
Wow.
And that's exactly what happened. There are instances in the past where, now understand one thing. When I'm speaking of the Bohemian Grove, this is just one of the tentacles of the Illuminati. In my DVD, I'm trying to remember which one that was, Frontmen of the Illuminati.
Yeah.
We go over all the front groups, the six major front groups of the Illuminati that's pulling all the strings and doing exactly, what the Illuminati is telling them. You see, normally, and I understand why the confusion is going on right now in this presidential cycle, normally, the Illuminati have already chosen whoever they want to be their puppet in the presidency, just like they picked Obama.
Mm.
Now, there's only one way something like that can be stopped, and that's if a multitude, an obvious multitude of the people wants the opponent.
Mm.
In other words, a person the Illuminati doesn't want in. In this case, that would be Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump is a wild card. Let's be honest about it. He's a wild card, and a lot of people have been complaining about him having a potty mouth. He shoots from the hip. You don't know what he's going to say next and all this other stuff.
Sounds like
guess what? You know, as I tell everyone, guess what? I'm not voting for a perfect person. I'm voting for the candidate I'm convinced is going to do the job. And so, and interesting enough, we've got an exception here again, and there's only been six other presidents in the past that has not been controlled directly by the Illuminati. And we just may have a seventh one here if Trump is elected. Because I know Trump is a born-again Christian, and so is his running mate, Pence.
Yes.
So I've been asked for the last year and a half, what do I think about all this when I look at it? I tell everyone, quite honestly, I think what's going on here is that prophecy is being fulfilled. You see, we know, according to the scriptures, that towards the end times, God would raise up a remnant. I think you and I both know that to be true.
Yes.
And I believe that remnant is going to be, in the beginning, made up mainly of us old dogs. Because we're the ones who've been around for decades. We've learned a couple things or two along the way. And it's going to fall upon us to bring in the rest of the remnant. You know, like through shows like this, other radio shows, television, books, DVDs, however we do it, we do it. And so what I'm seeing here is Trump and Pence winning the presidency.
Amen.
Because, among other things, we will be given 48 years of a reprieve so that we can make our last and possibly final stand for God and Christianity and get as many people saved as we still can, because we don't have much time. We have to be honest about that.
So
we just don't.
Yeah, we don't have much time. And I know Zoe's got some questions, probably not as good as mine, but just the way it is. And so, you know, I didn't even play his intro, which is not right.
I didn't even know he had an intro.
Yeah,
is it a new one?
He's got an intro.
There it is. The holding
time. All right, so
oh, my goodness.
Well, you know what? Doc and I have been talking. We've already been discussing as it is.
Yeah.
We've already been talking about all this, so I'm way ahead of you, Rich. But,
yeah.
Hey, he needed to release what he said because I bear witness to what he's saying, and I think he's right on the money about that.
Well, yeah. He's the holy tough guy, okay? So he tries to, you know, bully people into, you know, holiness. But at the end of the day, when we saw that email from Powell, let's face it, Doc, they don't want him in. I mean, that was it for me. That was it for me. When I saw that the Bohemian Grove does not like Trump, okay, that's the butt boy club right there, right?
Well, I'll say this much. They will do anything shy of assassination right now to derail Trump in any way possible, because you put two born-again Christians in the White House. Oh, my goodness, people, you want to talk about revival in the land?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is, you know, two born-again Christians now at the helm of our government, for mercy's sake. Think of also the international connection and goodwill and good will bring back with other nations throughout the world with two Christians at the helm.
Yeah, Pence is, I could feel, you know, the spirit on him. He's a man of God, you know.
Oh, trust me, I've done my homework on both of them.
Yeah.
I always do my homework.
I could tell you, dude.
But couldn't Trump go both ways, Doc? I mean, isn't there suspicion that he's a Freemason?
Zoe doesn't like Trump.
But you know what? I have found nothing that right now would I could bring into, let's say, a court of law and say, aha, no. Now, if he is a Freemason, I bet dollar to donuts he's only in the Blue Lodge. Because, you see...
He's not a Mason.
Trump is a smart businessman. There's no doubt about it. And he would know, better than anyone else, if he joins a Mason, he would get all the business contacts he wanted to.
Yeah.
And let's face it, if you're in the Masons, according to the Masonic teachings, you have to give your fellow Mason the best possible break in any business dealing you can imagine.
Yeah, well, he worked together with the mob in the early days, actually. But, you know, that's just the way it was in New York business back then. You know, cement deals and through the Gambino family. Now,
I could tell you stories about that alone.
Yeah, well, I'm right here.
Yeah, because in my family, if you weren't in the Illuminati, you were in the Mafia. If you weren't in the Mafia, you were in the Hells Angels. If you went in the Hells Angels, you either a crooked politician or a dirty cop.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
like when you're raised in an Illuminati family, everyone is doing something.
Well, at the end of the day, listen, let's face it. Listen, this queen of corruption, Doc, okay, she's juiced into high-level Satanism.
Excuse me?
Hillary.
Yes. No, she's not into Satanism. She's an Illuminati witch. She's into Luciferian witchcraft.
Yeah, she's beyond it. She's a lizard. You know? I saw her freeze the other day. Her eyes froze right in front of everybody like some type of demon just took her over.
Well, I'm not sure if that's the end result of what you're saying or because of the after concussion she's had. Because I have a medical background. That's why everyone calls me Doc.
Yeah.
And I can tell you right now, I've been following... I mean, anything about this race that's been on television, I have watched it from beginning to end. I don't believe I've missed anything.
Yeah.
And I can tell you right now, she is suffering the post-effects of that concussion. And I could show you in the text.
Oh, yeah. I'm in a total agreement. I'm talking about another time where the whole scene froze, like a demon took over. She became a stone. Like it was it's really weird.
Again, that's a sign of an after effect of a concussion. That's one of the signs.
I know what you're talking about with the eye movement, but this was much more wicked.
Not eye movement, where all of a sudden they just freeze up.
Well,
and that's because something's going on within the synaptic neural net that isn't firing because of the concussion.
Well,
they just suddenly stop because the brain isn't operating for a split second.
Yeah, well, this whole scene changed. That's it. It was like complete evil. But I will tell you this. Yeah, I agree with you. She's definitely got some type of brain trauma.
Oh, and she is evil. Just I wouldn't deny that beyond a shadow of a doubt because I had heard of the Clintons when I was in the Illuminati, and they are foul, twisted, and perverse.
Are you serious?
Oh,
you know how wicked they are.
Oh, no. They put a whole new spin on wicked and corruption. I mean, let's just consider what we had to endure when Billy Boy was governor of Arkansas and the president. And I mean, for goodness sakes, he was impeached.
Wow.
That's how evil and foul he was. He was actually caught, and they impeached him as a result.
Man. So we're dealing with high-level wickedness here.
Oh, yes.
So
the Bible tells us of these bits of wickedness in high places. That's the Clintons.
So, I mean, for those, Doc, can you psychoanalyze Zoe, like mentally, by the way, when you see him?
I do have a medical degree and my letters in sociology and psychology.
I would like you to get to the bottom of that. But I'll
give you my professional.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Zoe, we're going to fix you. No.
Thank you. I do need some help. I do need some help, Doc.
My professional opinion, he's bonkers.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to spend 3 days with us in Arkansas. Praise God for that. We got Doc going to be doing a symposium in Siloam Springs in 3 weeks. So So I'm just plugging him now, and by then he'll give you the evaluation.
Yeah. Doc, he's bringing you to Asylum Springs. Yeah, that's just something weird there. But
I'll even give him a prescription.
Listen, Doc, this whole election, now, there's some, what would you say to those that are on the sidelines that say, that fold their arms and say, I'm not voting because Trump is evil, too? Do you have any statement to those folks?
Well, Zoe, as I said, I'm not looking to vote for a perfect person because there's no such thing. I mean, if I wanted to, I could take to every single one of those people on the sideline and pull out things that I could say, aha, I want to vote for you.
Yeah.
I could do the, you know, stone tossing thing also. Mm. But, you know, the end point here I'm trying to make is I am looking for who do I want to run this country for the young people, the kids.
Yeah.
What do I want to leave them? Do I want to leave them with Hillary Clinton or with Donald Trump?
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's the deal. It's the policy. I mean, if she stacks the SCOTUS with nutbag libtards, I mean, we can see a lot of things change real quick.
Well, my greatest fear is that if she ever makes it in, and by the grace of God, I'm hoping she doesn't, she can put in, within the next year or two, 4 new members of the Supreme Court, and our Constitution and our Bill of Rights will be destroyed at that point.
Now, do you know anything about moving to Russia? Can I get out of here?
I'll tell you this much. Once the Illuminati has taken over everything, Zoe, you've got no place to hide at that point.
No, I was thinking about Iceland. Nobody wants to go there anyway.
Well, no, but Iceland did the one thing I've been telling people for years. You want to bring yourself back to sound fiscal dollars and cents, get rid of the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
And since they did that, they've actually been making a profit now.
Well, I'll tell you, Doc, you have to say, if you were to sit back and evaluate where we are right now, prophetically, and like you said earlier, we have two believers of Jesus Christ on one side, and then we have two twisted sons and daughter of Belial on the other. And it's like, you know, we just see a mindless, a searing of stupidity over like 60% of this nation right now. You know, people have just gone completely seared.
So, the reason is, and it's very easy, they are morally bankrupt. Without a true core of genuine spirituality, they're left to their own devices, and they don't care which way the wind blows, just so long, you know, they themselves are happy, happy, joy, joy. They don't care about anyone else at that point.
They don't care. They're just
caring about themselves. You know, I was having a conversation with a friend just a couple of days ago. His name is Gilbert. And now I've known him for 30-some-odd years, I think, and we were pondering about this one person, another friend we know. We've known him for just as long.
Mm.
Why one of us hasn't shot him by now? You know, he's just one of those people. Oh, my goodness, you just want to shoot him at times.
Wow.
But the thing is, we also love him. And Gilbert and I, we were trying to figure out why, you know, do we do this to ourselves? And I remember something I learned ages ago. I said, Gilbert, I honestly believe that we are responsible for one person in our life. Whether we want to or not, we are responsible for at least one person. And I said, whether we like it or not, that person is the person we have to look out for the rest of our days.
Yeah.
Because if we don't, he's going to end up killing himself.
Mm.
And I think this is what is going on here. What does the Bible teach us? What did Christ himself said? Whatsoever you do to these, the least of your brethren, that you do unto me.
Amen.
And you see, we have to be watching out for each other.
That's right.
I mean, what does Christ tell us? Visit them in jail. Visit the poor, the sick, the lonely, the elderly. Take care of them.
Yeah.
That's what we're supposed to be doing. We are supposed to be doing what Christ did.
That's what I was telling Zoe earlier. I sent Zoe all the way up into Maine. And he's stuck up there right now.
And did you tell
No, I'm 100 miles from the Canadian border, guys. 100 miles
yeah. didn't
from
I tell
the
you, Didn't I tell you that early? You were mad? He goes, why did you send me up here? But now you're there to help Marty that has left you. So
yeah. Bangor, Maine is a gorgeous area. I love it.
I sent them up there to help somebody, and now they left him. So he's stuck up in Maine. And he's mad
well,
at me.
The Trump rally was 45 minutes from here today.
You should have went to it. You would have got the...
I did watch it.
Yeah.
Are you just stranded or something?
He's stranded now.
And oh, my goodness.
I was on sort of a rescue mission and kind of went south. But, yeah, I'll be back in about a week.
I had nothing to do with it. Well.
Well, don't worry. You'll be getting your rescue soon enough.
But you're there on a mission, my friend, to help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen.
You know, don't look for it. It's going to find you.
Something tells me I'm not going to be able to send him on any other missions in the future.
Listen, I got to get back. I have to be back in Arkansas for the symposium with Doc.
I want you to get hook up with Doc. Now, here's the deal. Listen, we are live on WWCR tonight. Listen, toll-free number, 877-734-6327. 877-734-6327 is the toll-free number. Watch radio. We are live tonight. Broadcasting on WWCR. Now, we'll tell you this. Doc is an expert on the high levels of the Illuminati, Bilderbergs, the Bohemian Rhapsody, Wackos, Groves, and he knows the hierarchies of the maneuvers that are going on right now, probably more than anybody we know, right? Right, Zoe? I mean, who, right?
Absolutely. He was on Oprah Winfrey, Hard Copy, Unsolved Mystery. Doc has been around.
Professional opinion, okay, of what's going on right now. And he just told you that we are in a great shifting of one decision on one side and one on the other. And as he said earlier, most of the time, like, right, Doc? These decisions are formulated by the Illuminati. What happened to their plan? What happened?
Well, this is what's going to happen. If Trump, by the grace of God, gets in, as I said, we're going to have 48 years worth of reprieval. Now, that is a short time in the long scheme of things, but it's quite a long time for us to finally stand up and start witnessing and getting people saved and back to God and waking up the Christian church. Because people, I hate to break it down to this, but it's a numbers game. That's what it comes down to. Either Satan is going to win those souls or we are.
That's true.
That's how it works, people. I hate to put it to you that way. I don't care who it is you want to witness to. For goodness sakes, witness. This is the only commission we were given by God directly.
That's right.
He said to go you out into the whole world and make you believers of all men.
Preach it.
Now, what kills me the most, now, as you all know, with my cult background, my heart is directed stronger towards those people trapped in the occult than anyone else.
Amen.
Because that's a dark world no one should ever have to see. But, so I don't care if the person's a witch, a Satanist, practices Sandaria, voodoo, Palma Yamba, you name it, I could care less. If you're there, and I don't care if the person is not in the occult or not, if you're there and I know you're unsaved, we are going to have a nice talk. And what kills me, folks, I've actually had people tell me, and you're going to love this. I asked them, why aren't you witnessing to those people in the occult? I've had people tell me, well, they're scary. Do you know what they do? Well, yes, I will sort of know that. I was in it. They're just, too creepy for me. And I'm going, okay. And my favorite one on the top of the list, I've had people tell me, but I don't feel led of the Holy Spirit to witness to those people.
There we go.
You've got to be kidding me. This was not a commission with stipends or codicils that said, well, if you're not in the mood, or if you don't like this particular group of people. No, the Bible said all the people.
Yeah.
All right, amen.
Well, somebody had
sometimes
a witness.
I've lived too long.
Somebody witness to Zoe. I mean, that should be our, right?
Hey, you leave Zoe to me. I'll take care of him.
Somebody had a witness to him.
Hey,
that's right.
Don't worry, I'm going to prescribe him a Ritalin smoothie.
Thank you. And I got a prophetic word. I have one prophetic word to declare right now. Blow the trumpets in Zion. Sound the alarm in God's holy mountain. We will speak of his mercy and his judgment. Amen? Come on.
Amen.
Well, that's my declaration of faith here.
Trumpets is kind of a play with words there. It does say like it does sound like trumpets.
Well, you never know. I mean, this could just be one of those coincidences. It could be maybe God's trying to tell us something here.
Well, you got to admit, Doc, that it was definitely not by his own power that he mowed right through 17 seasoned politicians like that.
Well, let's face it. People are tired of the same old, same old. They don't want, they know the government's broken. They know that we have been purposely spiraled into a situation that just may destroy us all. I mean, how is it one person doubles the entire national debt of 43 other presidents before him combined?
That's right, yeah.
I mean, this is ludicrous. And look at how this so-called, well, I'm not even going to call him a president because he's not worthy of the title. When I look at Obama, aside from getting ill, let's look at his religious prejudice. If you're a member of the Islamic race or if you're a known Muslim, oh my goodness, you are as good as gold. But if you are a Catholic, a Christian, or anything even close to that, you are dog dirt. And people, if you think I'm wrong, listen to this statistical fact. Mm. And I mean fact. Among other things, understand, folks, I was a high school teacher. High school teachers deal with facts, not opinions.
That's right.
One of the hardcore facts is when we look at the number of Muslims, Obama has just pushed through immigration and compare that to the number of Christians in Syria, in Aleppo, in other places that are besieged by the Islamic engine.
Mm.
The number that they brought in compared to the number of Muslims is under 4%.
That's right. That's because the Muslims worship a demon god. Okay.
Well,
there's no mistake about that.
I can't argue that. But when we look at how many times have we seen Obama acknowledge any portion of Christianity?
He never does, Doc. He never does. He hates Christians.
But I was about to say, let's listen to what he says when Ramadan comes about or any other Muslim holiday. Oh, he's right there chanting along with the others, singing Kumbaya to the Muslims.
That's right. Yeah, he's got.
And I am, and now understand this. I have a number of Muslim friends, and I mean, I've known. Oh my goodness, some Muslim friends I've known for a good 25 years now, and we will talk religion. And as hard as I can, they're still not saved. But hey, I still have time left. The point being, folks, I don't care what religion you are, but I am not going to. You know, if I was a president, favor one over the other. That's not the office of the president.
Yeah.
No. The president is supposed to be basically be a referee for the other branches of the government, and the final, you know, word is, as far as when it comes to the law, goes to the legislative branch, and that's it, folks.
Well, real quick, we're almost at the top, but if Trump does get in, Doc, I mean, what are these secret societies and clubs going, are they going to have like a real moment if Trump gets in? I mean, are they going to be very disturbed?
Yes, because the thing is, it will stop their plans on dead like that. You see, as I said before, there were six other presidents that the Illuminati did not count on would win the presidency.
Mm.
Because if they interfered, it would have been too obvious. Just like right now, it's so obvious what the Clinton machine is doing. I mean, for goodness sakes, what happened? Let's talk about something quick obvious. Well, we know that last debate, Trump literally raped both Clintons over the coals when it came to what Bill Clinton was doing with his philandering. And all of a sudden, magically, 3 days later, oh my goodness, 9 ladies have stepped forward and said, oh, Trump did the same thing to us. Oh, give me a break, folks.
That was no accident.
And according to these ladies, it was 30 years ago?
Yeah, that was no accident. I mean, that was all orchestrated. But we're almost going to get cut off, Doc. So I want to get your contact information out with the last 30 seconds we have. Could you give
okay,
that?
Okay, yeah. Very quickly, folks, if you want to get a hold of me, you can call me anytime after 12 at 402-228-9476. That's 402-228-9476. You can also write me at docmarquis777@yahoo.com or go to my website at, and this is all lowercase, no apostrophes. I'll put in, it's a God Thing Productions, that's with an S. It's a God Thing Productions, 777.com.
Amen. Doc Marcus, and thank you for joining us. Thank you, Zoe. And we're going to burn rubber out of your watch radio saying farewell. We love you. The Lord loves you. Doc loves you. Zoe kind of loves you. But we'll see you next week by the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
Good night, guys.
Amen. See you soon, Doc.
Good night.